Ever wished you could just like tell AI what you want and it would write it, just like a person would? Well, that's what we're diving into today. We're checking out this blog post. It's from Mike's World. It's a German blog all about web design and online marketing.
Interesting.
And Mike, the author, he says he's found, get this, like a single ChatGPT prompt that spits out human quality writing every time.
It certainly caught my eye. I saw this one. This whole idea that there's a shortcut to human-like AI writing is definitely something that a lot of folks are, looking for.
Sure. And he even claims that this one prompt can like pump out a 2,500-word article that is not only good writing, but it's also SEO optimized, like ready to go. Oh,
I think he shares it.
he does. He gives you the framework. He's not keeping it a secret. He's putting it out there.
That is intriguing. It really speaks to, I think, the potential here, right? That AI can just like streamline content creation, which I know is something you're interested in, so.
100%. But before we get too excited, right? Like,
Yeah.
can AI really write like we do? Like,
Yeah.
really capture that human touch?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, that's what researchers are always trying to figure out, right? Because yeah, AI can do the grammar and the structure, even style to some extent, but to really get that nuance, the emotional intelligence, that adaptability, that's a whole other ball game.
So we're not firing all the writers just yet.
Not quite.
Not quite. Okay.
Yeah.
But what about this approach that Mike's using? Because he really stresses giving the AI a very specific structure,
Yeah.
even using tables, like actually planning it out in tables.
Right.
He's aiming for about 3,000 words,
Right.
with each subtopic getting at least 300 words. So it's almost like he's giving the AI a blueprint.
Yeah, like a detailed blueprint. Interesting.
So is that the secret sauce here, that level of structure?
Well, structure is definitely essential.
Okay.
I think that's something that we can all agree on. And Mike's approach is a good illustration of that because, I mean, think about it. The clearer your instructions are,
Yeah.
the easier it is for the AI to get what you're going for, right? And that's really what we're talking about. It's not about dictating every single word. It's more about how do you shape the creative process?
So it's almost like you're giving it boundaries,
Exactly.
but within those boundaries, it can be creative. Like,
Yeah.
made me think of those, what do you call them? Those Kanban boards that people use where they break down big tasks into smaller ones. Is it something like that?
It's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It really is because, you're breaking it down into those smaller steps.
Yeah.
And that's how, the AI can kind of wrap its head around it.
So it's like project managing the AI almost.
In a way, yeah. It's about giving it that framework to be successful. And, this kind of structured thinking, I mean, it's not just for AI. It can help you think through any complex problem, really.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, even just for planning out, like, I don't know, a research project or something like that, right? Breaking it down. Okay, so we've given it the structure, but Mike doesn't stop there. He goes a step further, right?
He gets into the weeds a bit with the style of the writing. He's very specific about that. Like he really wants it to sound, conversational. Like human wrote it. He even tells it to use personal pronouns and like, mix up the sentences, make some longer, some shorter.
He's like, don't, for all your robot glory, don't sound like a robot.
Exactly. Don't be a robot. And it's interesting because I think what he's getting at there is it's one thing for the AI to just string together correct sentences, but to inject personality, make it engaging. Yeah, that's what we usually think of when we think about good writing.
It's like it made me think of those writing prompts that some novelists will use, to get the creative juices flowing.
Right.
Like you set these parameters, okay, it has to be about this.
Yeah.
But then within that, you want to have a certain voice or feeling, a certain. Is that kind of what he's going for here, do you think?
I think that's a really good analogy because what it highlights is that, you can use AI not just to generate content, but to actually help you explore different styles, push those boundaries a little bit.
Interesting. Okay, so let's say we nail this. We use the prompt. It gives us this amazing human sounding article. That's still just the first draft,
Well,
right?
for sure. It's tempting to think, oh, the AI's got this, but no. We can't forget that human element, right? We've got to go in, we've got to edit, we've got to refine.
Editors, you're safe. Keep your jobs for now.
For now, yeah, exactly. Because there are certain things AI just, it hasn't quite mastered, like, capturing that really specific brand voice that a company might have.
Okay.
Or, you know, navigating all those little cultural things, the nuances.
Right, right.
And, of course, making sure everything is accurate and not biased.
Yeah. And on a more practical level, there's this one thing I thought was interesting in Mike's post. He talks a lot about markdown formatting.
Yeah.
Which, for listeners who maybe haven't heard of it, it's a way to format your text. It's great for, like, blog posts, online content. I've used it a bit, but I'm curious, from your perspective, why is that important here?
Well, think of Markdown as that really clean, simple way to structure text, right?
Yeah.
And when you give that to the AI, it's like you're giving it a roadmap.
Okay.
And what's great is it's really easy for us humans to read and edit as well. Mm-hmm. So it makes that collaboration that much smoother.
So it's kind of a win-win.
Exactly.
It helps the AI, helps us.
Exactly.
I like it. I'm seeing how all these little pieces kind of come together. It's like he's figured out a way to, like, bridge that gap.
Yeah.
Between what we want to say.
Right.
And what the AI can do.
He's using both to his advantage. Right.
Right.
Taking the strengths of both and combining them. But, you know, what I think is really powerful about this whole approach is it makes us think differently.
Yeah.
About AI writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about churning out a ton of content.
Right.
It's about how do we use it to actually improve our own writing,
huh,
to become more structured, more deliberate.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like it's a tool for improvement, not just like a way to churn it out.
Not a magic button.
Yeah.
Although that would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Just thank you, AI, do it all.
Push a button, done.
Yeah.
But, you know, it made me wonder, because Mike's really focused on quantity here, like getting to that 2,500-word article.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we flipped the script?
Okay.
What if instead of quantity, we said, okay, we want quality? How do we make that prompt elicit something really special?
Oh, that's a really interesting thought. So instead of, like, give me a lot of words, it's give me the best words.
The best words, yeah. And really think about, you know, how do we capture, like, a certain feeling?
Yeah.
Or a very specific style, something unique. And I don't know, could this even be a way to, like, get over writer's block?
Interesting.
You know, or help us find new avenues creatively.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. It's almost like we're on the edge of, like, this whole new era.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Of, yeah, how humans and AI can work together. And not just in writing. I mean, you think about music, you think about art.
I know.
Who knows?
The sky's the limit, really. And, you know, as these AI tools get more sophisticated, imagine what we could do.
So it sounds like what we've learned today, if we're wrapping up this deep dive, it's less about finding that, like, magic prompt.
Yeah.
And more about understanding,
yes,
how to use these tools well.
Being thoughtful about it.
Yeah.
Using them creatively. And, of course, ethically, right? I mean, that's a whole other.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
But using them in a way that actually makes what we do better. Absolutely. I love that.
So, listeners, as you go out there and you start experimenting with these AI writing tools, don't be afraid to really play around.
Mm-hmm. Have fun with it.
Push the boundaries. You never know what you might come up with.